If you shall chance, Camillo, to visit Bohemia on the light occasion whereon my services are now on foot, you shall see, as I have said, great difference betwixt our Bohemia and your Sicilia.
I think this coming summer, the King of Sicilia means to pay Bohemia the visitation which he justly owes him.
Wherein our entertainment shall shame us, we will be justified in our loves. For indeed...
Don't beseech you.
Verily, I speak it in the freedom of my knowledge. We cannot with such magnificence... In so rare, I know not what to say.
Oh,
we will give you sleepy drinks, that your senses, unintelligent of our insufficience, may, though they cannot praise us, as little accuse us.
You pay a great deal too dear for what's given freely.
Well, believe me, I speak as my understanding instructs me, and as mine honesty puts it to utterance.
Sicilia cannot show himself overkind to Bohemia. They were trained together in their childhood. But they're rooted betwixt them then. Such an affection which cannot choose but branch now. And since their more mature dignities and royal necessities made separation of their society, their encounters, though not personal, have been royally attorneyed with interchange of gifts, letters, loving embassies, that they've seemed to be together, though absent, shook hands as over a vase, and embraced, as it were, from the ends of opposed winds. The heavens continue their loves.
I think there is not in the world either malice or matter to alter it. You have an unspeakable comfort of your young prince, Mamilius. It is a gentleman of the greatest promise that ever came into my note.
I very well agree with you in the hopes of him. It is a gallant child. One that indeed physics the subject, makes old hearts fresh. But they that went on crutches ere he was born desire yet their life to see him a man.
Would they else be content to die?
Oh, yes. If there were no other excuse why they should desire to live.
If the king had no son, they would desire to live on crutches till he had one.